Like, we know it's Reuven's Tchina. So therefore, if we were for Nemon, it's Yaakov, it would be kosher. But they were talking about that it was Winikir, it's not Yaakov. We know it's Reuven ben Yaakov. Therefore, if it rip off the word Reuven, Avad, again, would be possible, we would know it. For the Gemara, but Dilma Vishmedi Abuachos, maybe no. Maybe Tak is really Reuven. He wrote the word Yaakov. He means to be Chosim with his father's name. Samora says, no, Leshofakin is Shmedi Dei, Vichosim is Shmedi Abuah. A person doesn't leave over his own name and sign with his father's name. So, Vada, we say that something's ripped off or something is missing, therefore we would tell that to get this puzzle. For the Gemara, but Dilma Simnu Biamhu de Shavia. Maybe you only meant to make it for a sign here, a simin. To her Rav Tsayekav, or Rav made a simin, a fish, for his name. Rav Chanina Tsayekharusa, Rav Chizda Samach, Rav Oishi Yayin. You see these Rabbonim, when they sign, they made simonim for the signatures, a Samach and Ayin. Rav Bar Ravuna Mekusach, yeah, Mekusach, that's what he wrote for his signature. So the kids here see that you don't have to have your whole name, you could just write a shortcut for your name also. Sumor says, no, I'll tell you that's true, but Lechotze Vinish Leshav Leshmedi Avuah, Sim, the person doesn't use his father's name just for Simon. So it was only written Yaakov over here, and really his name was Reuven ben Yaakov, that he wouldn't do. So therefore, for sure, something's missing, we would tell. Mazut Rama Lo Malon Kuli Hai. Why do we have to have so much like this? Kol Mekusha Shein Nodav Kolom B'Shit Rachat Su'l Puzzle. He doesn't know any get Mekusha if the Edom would not finish off on one sign, in one line, it's all puzzle. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Yeah, again, we're holding Daf Kuf Samech Aleph from the base. Again, the Shaila was about the signatures. The Gemara said about Yaakov, Reuven, Ben Yaakov. So the Gemara said again, V'dilma Simna V'yamu D'Shavio. Maybe when he wrote Yaakov, he didn't mean as his father. He only meant it for Simin. To Harav, Tzai, Kavra, when Rav used to sign the Shtar, he used to put a picture of a fish. That was a Simin for signature. Rabbi Chanina, Tzai, Harusa. He used to put a picture of a decal of a palm tree, the palm branch. That was his signature. Rav Chizda Samach, he used to write a Samach. Rav Hoishi Ayin. So you see, the Tanoim, the Amorayim used to write Simonim for the signatures. So maybe here also, when he wrote Yaakov, maybe he didn't mean as his father's name, he meant it as his name, but as a Simon. So Rav Bar, and Borah Bar Afuna Mekusa. He used to write, Makusi used to write, that used to be his simin. That's the sails of a ship. That's what he used to write on a picture for his simin. So Gemara says, here now, Leichotzev Inish Leshavi Leshmedi Avua Simna. Person wouldn't have such chutzpah to put his father's name, Yaakov, as a simin. So therefore, for sure, his name was Reuven, Ben Yaakov, and since Reuven was erased, therefore would not help for tourists his edus. Now, Mazutra Omar, Lo Melecho Kuli Hai, what do you have to come on to call so far? What do you have to come on to all this for? To all this chshashes, Kol Mekusha, Shein Edov, Kol Mbashito Achaz Psula, he will then get Mekusha. The Edom all have to sign together on the bottom line. If they're all not signed, Shein Edov, Kolin, Mbashito Achaz, they're all on end, at one line, then it's possible. Therefore, is no chshoshim to say he added something into the shtar. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Hamachokim. Any time you find something that was erased in the shtar, Kulon Tzorach Sheichtoy V'Din Kiyumen. You have to write over again like V'Din Kiyumen. What's here right now? This is Kayim. This is it. And also V'Tzorach Sheyachzor. On the last row of the shtar, the last line of the shtar, you have to write over there, in yonim of the shtar, things that were written about before, that has to be written on the last line, right before the Edim sign. That's called Sarah Shiyachshe Min Yonoi Shel Shtar. My time, what's the reason? Why do you have to chazer over, write over again on the last line, in yonim Shel Shtar?